This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for tuning in here today to WGOD. That's the name of the radio station. That would be the call letters I would have if I owned my own station, because I love the fact that God is always broadcasting, and He's got a word for you today. And we're looking at the problems with limited atonement. And this is one of the doctrines of the faith of the Presbyterian Church. Let's call them the Reformed Church. Maybe you've heard before. Maybe you're unfamiliar with it. Maybe you've been looking for churches and you've heard it advertised that such and such is a Reformed Church. That means they came out of the school of Martin Luther, and there's certain things that they believe in. Their pillars of faith is the acronym TULIP. And I would say any Christian would agree with at least three, maybe four of them. But the one that rubs people the wrong way is because, in my opinion, and I do have a PhD as well, I mean, I'm not that ignorant of the Word of God, is limited atonement. There are so few Christians out here. I mean, there's 7.3 billion people in the world. You can't tell me that God hates 6 or 6.5 billion and just loves you and some of your friends, because the Bible says different. Here's the next part of this message, the problem with limited atonement.
It's important to know this. It's important to cling and stick to the Word of God only. Remember that, Bill. Sola Scriptura. When people I know, R.C. Sproul has said it. I'll single him out. He said, I would be aghast to ever tell a stranger that God loves them. In his own mind and conscience, he would not and could not have it in him to tell a stranger that God loves them. But the Word of God says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You got to stand on the authority of the Word of God always. Not what someone says about the Word of God. Stand on the Word. This is why we're not meeting with the Catholic Church down here with a service in Latin. Because people had a problem with that. They were refusing to stand by the Word. So they broke off from that and they started their own thing, where the Word of God was the authority for all that we believed, all that we followed, all that we taught was the Word of God, not what men wrote and said about the Word of God. Amen? Now listen to this. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Now, let's read verse 6 together, church. Verse 6, 1 Timothy 2:6. Ready? Who gave himself a ransom for all. Not for me only. All. To be testified of in due time. Boy, there's lots of things you could strike down with that. Again, I hate to pick on the Catholic Church, but I'll pick on anyone that comes up against the Word of God. There is one mediator between God and men. That's the man, Christ Jesus. We have no other mediator according to the Word of God. You don't need to go to someone else. We can pray and have access through whom? Romans 5:2. We have access by grace into this faith in which we now stand. Our access to the throne of God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. No one else. Why go to someone else? Back on this text. He gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. There's only one way around this, church. If you refuse to believe God at His word, there's only one way around this, and that is you must change what the word all means. And that's exactly what has happened and what they've tried to do. They say all does not mean all. All means me and everyone that agrees with me. How convenient is that? He gave Himself a ransom for all that is me. Are you on my side? Do you believe that? Then it means you. If not, no, not you. No, God hates you. Hate, 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 hate. But He loves me. You don't agree with me? Oh, He hates you. What kind of damnable heresy is that? For God so loves the world. No. World doesn't mean world. World means Jerusalem and Schenectady and Rhode Island. Only if you live right there. World doesn't mean world. World means what I declare world to mean. That's what they believe. Look it up. Go home and look up and read in your computer. You check on those two words, all and world. And the gospel, according to the Presbyterian Church, they don't mean that. All does not mean all, and world does not mean world. Because to make this doctrine fly, you got to change what it means. Jesus Christ is a ransom for all. Even those that don't receive Him. Hallelujah. You get it, right? Again, let's see if we got this right. For God so loved the world, but John Calvin and his followers say, God only loves me and everyone that goes to my school or sits under me. Calvin and his followers used to threaten Jacob Arminius and his wife and his family for believing in the free will of man. Who do you choose to believe? To believe this, again, Calvinists have to change what the word world means. And let me show you one right out of their own doctrine and their own books. To help you understand what the word world means, turn with me to John chapter 12. I want to show you exactly what they do to get you to believe this. John chapter 12, verse 17. John chapter 12, verse 17. It says, therefore, the people who were with Him, now Jesus had just raised up Lazarus in chapter 11. Therefore, the people who were with Him, capital H, when He called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, bore witness. For this reason, the people also met Him, because they heard that He had done this sign. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, you see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the whole world's gone after Him. So they take that and show you, see, I showed you, world doesn't mean world. That's the leg that they stand on, that verse there. Some Pharisee saying, look, just like we use that figure of speech, you know? Oh, the whole world's wearing a mask. The whole world's got coronavirus. The whole world's going to take the mark of the beast. So, therefore, world doesn't mean world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That you cannot compare those two. To take one flippant figure of speech and now define what the word world means? So, since world doesn't mean world, surely it doesn't mean world here in this text. So God loves me like Jacob, and you, God hates like Esau. I look at the 7.3 billion people in this world. Do the math. I see there's 1.1 billion Hindus in the world. Hate. Right? He only loves the elect. He hates everyone else. Out of your own mouth, you use the Bible to prove that. 1.1 billion Hindus. Hate. 1.8 billion Muslims. Hate. 1.2 billion Catholics. Wait a minute. I just included them in that group? No, I'm not. I take that back. True Christians. The true Christians in the world are in the millions. Those who call on the name of the Lord, those who pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ, those that are not idolaters and true Christians, the Bible says no idolater will see and have everlasting life. The true Christians that are in the world are in the millions. There are 7.3 billion people in the world. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not picking on Catholics. There's lots of people that go to a Baptist church that aren't saved. Or a Methodist, or a Presbyterian, or a Charismatic, or any old church. Going to a church doesn't make you saved any more than sleeping in your garage makes you a car. It doesn't work that way. I don't want to pick on just anyone. I'm not. I'm saying out of 7.3 billion, I'm afraid it's the 0.3 that are saved. And the 7 billion aren't. And if that is true, then God hates, like Esau, 98% of the whole world. Do you believe that, Steinbrück? Do you think God hates 98% of the world and just loves you and your family? As Peter calls it, that's damnable heresy. That's damnable heresy. My Bible says God loves the world. And everyone in it, even unbelievers. God loves unbelievers. Don't forget that. Now, I hate this doctrine so much. I've had Island Community Church's statement of faith changed. One of the first things I did 8 years ago when I became pastor here.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord.